Hello, my name is Rayan Garashi, and I'm a master's student in the Department of Biomedical Engineering at Northwestern University. I am presenting my poster titled Modeling Diabetic Endothelial Cell Dysfunction in Vitro. Diabetes is a major risk factor for several cardiovascular diseases, and at the root of most of these cardiovascular diseases is vascular endothelial cell dysfunction. Now, the goal of this project is to not only establish an in vitro disease model for this dysfunction, but also to develop precision therapeutic strategies that can actually target the dysfunction that we define. And for this, we are defining four different categories of endothelial cell dysfunction. The first category is oxidative stress, which we can look at by analyzing levels of reactive oxygen species. The second category is inflammation, and for this we look at expression and localization of surface adhesion molecules such as vascular cell adhesion molecule 1 or intercellular adhesion molecule 1. The third category that we look at is permeability, and for this we can look at the endocytosis of junction proteins or membrane proteins for endothelial cells, such as vascular endothelial cadherin. And our last category is thrombosis, where we look at coagulation factors and the expression of those under the different conditions. At the center of our study is our induced pluripotent stem cell derived endothelial cells. And for this, we actually take blood samples from healthy patients, from patients with diabetes, and from patients that have a cardiovascular disease such as peripheral arterial disease. Presented in this poster, though, is data from a healthy patient and data from a patient diagnosed with both diabetes and peripheral arterial disease. So in terms of our treatment conditions, we have high glucose and high urea. And for our results, we basically determined that the high glucose and high urea group had the most apparent effect on permeability. And for this, we were looking at the endocytosis of VCAD. And then we also saw that the high urea group appeared to qualitatively strengthen the expression of VCAM1, which is a surface adhesion molecule, typically associated with inflammation. So for our future work, we hope to be able to translate this model into a high throughput system. So for this, we can be able to run several different pharmacological agents simultaneously in order to kind of gauge which agent would be most appropriate to treat the patient given their manifestation of diabetes. Thank you.